Welcome to another Apple Watch feature demo. And the demo today, I'm actually going to be showing you how Maps actually works outside, because I'm taking you, the listener, to a walk to school with me on the Apple Watch. And just in case you're worrying, I've actually cut out most of the walking time in the recording, as I do mention when I'm outside starting. So basically, you're going to get me talking when I check the Apple Watch and what the Apple Watch is saying, and you'll also hear the TikTok indications that I'll mention in a while. But basically, it's not the full 22-minute walk to school. It's a very heavily edited walk to school, and it does sound very fast when I actually played it back, considering the fact that most of the walk is uphill. How I got the whole process running from the iPhone to the Apple Watch is that my school that my boys attend have their own iOS app, and in that app for the school they have Contact Us and their address there that I just basically double tapped on. That brought it up in Maps on iOS. I then just double tapped on the start button, and because I'm using handoff between my iPhone and my Apple Watch, when I woke the Apple Watch up by just tapping on the screen, the handoff was already there with Maps running and ready to give me directions. So basically, when I stepped the door, as you'll hear, and went onto the road to start and check how much distance I had to the next street corner, Maps was already running at that point. And the other reason why I did this demonstration outside, rather than just giving you a boring old demo of the map app itself inside, was so that you could actually hear how loud the speech was out of the Apple Watch in reasonably quiet residential street, some car traffic, general noise around the place, and also the sounds that you get for feedback to turn left or right, which actually sounds like the indicator you get in the car. Just tick, 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 tick. So repeated it 3 times. It's actually fairly soft, but I actually noticed that I actually could hear it quite easily. And just so you know where the position of the microphone I was using was, it was actually on my shirt collar. And when I checked the Apple Watch, I basically just raised my wrist at a normal level in front of me so that I could just tap the Apple Watch and then, of course, put it down again to hold on to my dog's harness to travel around the streets. So I hope you enjoy this demonstration. It gives you some idea of what it's like to use the Apple Watch Maps when you're out and about traveling. And I'll talk to you at the other end of the outdoor demo just to say goodbye. So here we are. Here's my outdoor demonstration of the Maps app on the Apple Watch, starting from my house. Hey, welcome to my demo of using Maps on my Apple Watch to get to school to pick up my boys. So let's exit the house. Sure, I've got my keys in my pocket, and I do. Hey, one dog outside, one person. Let that close behind me. Okay, let's get out in the street and we'll check on the Apple Watch for directions. On the street, tap my watch.
Take a left on Gilda Drive in 225 metres.
Okay, take a left on Gilda Drive in 225 metres. And what I'll do is I'll pause the recording and won't make you wait. I'll just put the bits in the recording where I check with the Apple Watch, and I'll let you know about directions I'm getting as well. Yes, I thought you were being slack. Come on. No, straight on. Stop. Okay, I think I'm halfway there. Let's just tap on the watch and see what it says.
Take a left on Gilda Drive in 105 metres.
Take a left on Gilda Drive in 105 metres. Let's keep walking to the corner. And I just got a tick tick and a vibration from my watch to turn left, which I'm about to do. Step over that drain that's dribbling away onto the grass to go around the corner, because I've got to walk on the roads around my area. Okay, I'm around the corner. Yeah, it's going to walk for another 10 metres, and then we'll check with Maps again. Okay, let's stop. Tap my watch screen.
Take a left on Yeo Street in 85 metres.
That's correct. Take a left on Yeo Street in 85 metres. Thank you very much. Okay, let's keep going to the next corner. Good boy, Josh. Okay, I just got the tactile feedback to turn left again and the tick-tock noise from the watch. And here we are at the corner. Going around the corner. And like before, I'll give another 5 or 10 metres and I'll stop and we'll check what the Apple Watch has to say. Okay, stopping. Tapping the screen.
Take a left on Yeo Street in 220 metres.
Yep, take a left on Yeo Street in 220 metres, which is correct. Okay, let's go. Straight on. Around there, mate. Good boy. I'm about halfway up Yeo Street toward that turn to the left. Let me just check on the watch.
Take a left on Yeo Street in 70 metres.
That's correct. Take a left on Yeo Street in 70 metres. And I just got the vibration and the audio feedback from Maps to turn left. So I'm going to do that now. Oh, Josh. You can tell I'm walking on mud at the moment. Okay, just wait for this car to go past. Because I've turned left, but I'm going to cross the other side of the road. Because up here I've got to turn right. Give me another 5 or 10 metres away from the corner. And we'll see what the Apple Watch says. Tap on the screen.
Take a right on Narima Road in 85 metres.
Take a right on Narima Road in 85 metres. Lovely. That's correct. Let's keep going. Here it goes. The corner. Stop, Josh. Okay, let's walk down the road for another 5 or 10 metres. I'm sorry for all this heavy breathing, but around my area is actually very hilly and most of the streets I've been walking on are quite steep going uphill. Okay, we're away from the corner. Let's check what our next direction point is. Tap on the watch screen.
Take a left on Narrow Valley Drive in 150 metres.
Take a left on Narrow Valley Drive in 150 metres, I think it said. Flick to the right, back on again.
Take a left on Narrow Valley Drive in 100 metres.
100 metres. Okay. Okay, let's go. Come on, Josh, straight on it. Oh, joy of joys. Actually, you get to go at the top of the crest of the hill and down. Very nice. I'm going to cross over this road over to the left-hand side again, make a left-hand turn. Now I'm actually on footpath, walking on, rather than walking on mud. Very nice. Okay, let me stop again because I can hear the traffic going across me. Let's check on the Apple Watch. Whoa, it beat me to it. It's giving me indication I'm probably about, I reckon about 20 metres back from the corner, but that's not okay. Let me just touch what the watch screen says.
Take a left on Narrow Valley Drive in 30 metres.
Yep, take a left on Narrow Drive in 30 metres. So it's giving me plenty of warning to turn left, which is good. Okay, let's walk up to the corner. And here we are at the corner. Just turning around to the left on the footpath. Great, thanks mate.
Arrive in 95 metres.
Arrive at your destination in 95 metres.
1434 ETA.
Let's see what indication I get when I arrive at my destination, which is the school. Now let me just check. Okay, it's got a nice little ding and a vibrate from my Apple Watch. Let's check the screen, touch the screen.
We've arrived in 15 metres.
You've arrived in 15 metres. So flick to the right,
page one of two.
Flick back to the left. And it seems to have gone back to the normal map screen. I'm assuming once you've read it, it defaults to go back to maps, but I'll have to check it out later. But for the moment, it's actually got me safely to school. So I'll end this outdoor demo of maps on the Apple Watch. And as I said at the beginning, I would come back just to say goodbye at the end of the outdoor demonstration. So I will say that now. Have you enjoyed the outdoor Apple Watch map demonstration on the Apple Watch? And you got some idea of how loud the indicators are and the voiceover speech coming out of the Apple Watch. So, as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.